President Obama is urging Congress to get to work on a new package of limited spending cuts and tax revenue as at least a temporary alternative to the March 1st deep cuts, which are now known as sequestration. The president says Congress should take more time to try to negotiate a better deal with him. Joining us live is Jackie Combs of the New York Times, who's following this closely. Jackie, good morning. Great having you with us.
Thank you.
Does this thing stand a chance?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, both parties are divided on this as to whether they want any part of this so-called sequestration to take effect. The whole idea, they could end up, you know, delaying. This has been delayed once. These cuts were supposed to take effect on January 1st, and they kicked it to March 1st in hopes they could cut a deal before then. The president has now said it isn't possible to get a bipartisan deal that can cut that much. The total amount they would have to cut is about $1 trillion over 10 years and about $85 billion for this year, this fiscal year. So, without enough much time, I mean, it's, you know, we're into February now. They're going to have to, his idea is, let's get a smaller deal, and then we'll worry about doing a full 10-year deal later.
Now, the idea that the president voiced yesterday died almost as soon as it was introduced. I mean, John Boehner shot it down right away, so did others. Was this more about the optics, as they like to say, than finding a solution?
Yeah, you would expect that the Republicans would shoot it down, especially because the president wants additional tax revenues to be part of this. His ideas are things like, you know, ending tax breaks for some of the oil and gas industry, tax breaks for people with private jets, and most of all, this so-called carried interest tax break that is sort of what he calls his Buffett rule, that if you do away with this tax break for the capital gains, that allows people like, you know, the Mitt Romneys of the world who have most of their income from capital gains to pay a lower tax rate than maybe you and I do. Now, you know, a lot of this is blame game. Neither side wants to have the blame for these automatic cuts across the board taking effect, and this would be especially felt here in the Washington area because of the concentration of defense contractors in this area. Half of the cuts would come from defense, and there's already, you know, warnings of layoffs. There would be layoffs for federal workers as well. So there's a lot at stake here.
Is there any way, I guess, you know, this would be, of course, the political solution that everyone would gravitate toward. Is there any way to avoid the most severe of the pain here? Or with a debt like the debt this nation has, you know, $16 trillion, is it inevitable at some point we bite the bullet and have to take severe pain to make cuts?
Well, you know, absolutely. This, in fact, this whole crisis is like several others we've had lately, self-imposed. They set these deadlines to create pressure on themselves to take this action. But I think we lose sight of just how much deficit reduction has already been achieved in the last couple years. Since the middle of 2011, so a year and a half ago, there's been a combination through spending cuts that are anticipated over the next 10 years and higher tax revenues that we saw here at the year end when they refused to extend the Bush tax cuts for the richest Americans. It's a combination with interest savings of roughly $2.5 trillion over 10 years. That's not a small amount. Now, granted, you noted the amount of debt we have. But we don't have to get rid of all of that debt. And if I could just say, yesterday the Congressional Budget Report, a Congressional Budget Office put out a report that confirmed what a lot of economists have been saying, which is that this emphasis, this constant effort towards deficit reduction is slowing the recovery of the economy because it's holding back hiring. And, you know, when you have a slow or weak economy, you know, if you take government funding and tech and money out of people's paychecks through higher taxes, you're you know, stopping people from spending money and having jobs that will keep the economy going. So the CBO yesterday sort of provided fodder to those people who are saying, you know, we can reduce the deficit, but let's make the cuts effective in the next, you know, like after 2014,
right,
so that we give this economy time to recover.
It can be maddening watching from the outside in sometimes. Thanks, Jackie. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Jackie Combs from the New York Times.